Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free to 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find waiting for you there. You actually can control the content of the site, so you can control the airwaves by calling the show, or you can control the website by going to freetalklive.com and submitting to it whatever it is you find online that you think is interesting. So it could be something fun, it could be something outrageous, whatever you think our listeners and the hosts of the show would enjoy. You just simply submit it, and then it appears on the upcoming stories page on the site. And at that point, it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
Pete.
The wise janitor, Johnny Ray.
And Pete is back. Johnny Ray, of course, here every Tuesday night, but Mark is out this evening due to his fireman's thing that he does in the town in which he lives. Kind of takes a month, or I guess 1 week a month off.
Mark's a part-time hero.
Yeah, he really does, you know, help people out and try to save lives and all that, so that's cool. And so Pete has agreed to come sit in tonight, being back in the Shire, back in New Hampshire now for under a week. And it's good to have you back, Pete. You've been on kind of a four-month-long jaunt down south.
Yeah, it's great to be back. I mean, I did have an awesome time down there. I was in Winston-Salem, North Carolina for most of my time away with our buddy Clyde Voluntarius, but it's been good. It's been good.
I heard rumors we're going to be hearing from Clyde tonight because he apparently paid his property tax bill in pennies today.
Yeah, it was actually a bill for his vehicle. So the bill was, I don't know, $150, maybe $130. But he does have a property bill coming up that's significantly higher, and he's thinking about doing that in pennies as well.
Wow.
Tonight was a test case.
Maybe we'll talk more to him when he calls in about that at 855-453. Of course, you can call in about anything that you want. And within the last week, secession has been a huge topic nationwide. And, of course, on Free Talk Live, we've been talking about secession since before it was cool, and I'm just really elated to see that people across the country are seriously considering this, because usually when you bring up the idea of secession, the first response from folks is, oh, we can't do that. They proved in the 1800s that you can't do that because, you know, they're going to roll in tanks and they'll kill everybody or oppress you or something like that. And so it's good that people are even having that conversation and talking about secession as though it could be something that is viable for the future. And I think that it's something that really people should be looking at. Just today at freekeen.com, I put a link to a New Hampshire Public Radio piece that was done about the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is a new kind of think tank outreach group that was formed. I don't know how many of the founders are Free State Project participants, but I know Neil Connor absolutely is. And I think Mike Siegel as well. So a couple of the founders are Free State Project participants, and that has resulted, just them founding the group and putting up a website has resulted in the Concord Monitor reporting on them, the Concord Patch, now New Hampshire Public Radio. So we're getting, you know, just the idea of secession is getting its due, I think, even in the New Hampshire media. And New Hampshire is one of the states where, you know, the signatures on those petitions aren't near as high, say, as Texas, for instance. So it's nice to see that in all 50 states, people are talking about secession, and it's even getting coverage from the mainstream media.
Have you seen coverage in mainstream media?
Have I seen what kind of coverage?
Coverage about the We the People secession petitions.
I'm not sure what your question is. Can you run that by me again?
The petition stories, the secession stories that we've been talking about the past week are from the WhiteHouse.org website. The
petitions. .gov,
Yeah, thank you. WhiteHouse.gov, We the People page. And that's all I've seen is those petitions.
Oh, you haven't seen the mainstream media coverage?
Right.
Yeah, there's been quite a bit.
Excellent.
I mean, if you look at Google News search for secession, you'll see quite a few entries from across the country, lots of different things. I mean, there's been the San Francisco Gate, which had an editorial about, you know, let them go, basically saying, you know, we don't really, if you don't want to be here, we don't want you here, that kind of thing. And
I assume that there's been no response from the White House yet.
I don't believe there has been. And I think that they'll probably structure things to where they don't have to respond. I think there are one of the articles that looked at this, I think it was an Examiner piece, pointed out that there are certain loopholes that the White House can use to avoid responding to things they don't want to respond to. Like, you know, I guess there's been some kind of petition on there about Bradley Manning trying to get some sort of accountability for what's going on with him, and that hasn't been answered. So they have no obligation to respond to you. And
yeah, it's not a
legal situation.
What are
you
going to
do, stomp your feet? I mean, you can't really make them.
Yeah, fortunately, if enough people do want to succeed and they do want to take it down to the individual level and not just a smaller arbitrary political boundary of statism, then it doesn't matter if those folks pay attention to you or not. You know, just ignore them. And
I agree.
There you go.
That's why, you know, one of my big critiques of this whole thing has been that a lot of these petitions are bad from the outset because they're asking permission to leave something that you never agreed to join in the first place. Why would you ask for permission to leave an organization that you didn't consent to? It just doesn't make any sense. But my critiques aside, it was still valuable from a public relations perspective or from a, you know, publicity kind of perspective.
Right. It is very empowering for a lot of people. It's a low-cost way for people to say, yeah, I'm disgruntled with the current status quo, and this is, I would prefer this other option. But, you know, instead of maybe hosting it on a WhiteHouse.gov site, then why not just, you know, have it on like a Shire Society type thing, you know, where people just express their dissent and say, yeah, I'm free to act. I own myself, and you know, and not necessarily associated with those folks who claim to control them.
Absolutely. But all that aside, though, there have been mainstream media articles reporting on this, and Politico is a website that is a relatively popular site.
Sure.
Slate also had another piece about Ron Paul and what he has been saying about secession within all of this discussion. Representative Ron Paul from Texas said Monday that secession was a deeply American principle amid a growing number of people petitioning the White House to let their state secede from the United States. He said, in a post on his website, quote, secession is a deeply American principle. This country was born through secession. Some felt it was treasonous to secede from England, but those traitors became our country's greatest patriots. There's nothing treasonous or unpatriotic about wanting a federal government that's more responsive to the people it represents. Although that's certainly not what I, that's not the reason to talk about secession, is because you want to somehow whip the federal government into shape for fear that they might lose you. I don't think that they really care that much. You know, the central bank's going to keep printing money whether or not Texas or Louisiana or New Hampshire decides to stay in the union. I mean, the people in the federal government are going to milk their power all the way to the very bitter end. So even if you start to see states break away from the union, that's certainly not going to affect how the federal government behaves on a day-to-day basis. There's more here, though, from Ron Paul. He continued saying, if the possibility of secession is completely off the table, there's nothing to stop the federal government from continuing to encroach on our liberties and no recourse for those who are sick and tired of it. Since President Obama was reelected earlier this month, a flurry of secession petitions from states were created, most notably from Texas, with more than 115,000 signatures now, far exceeding the 25,000 signatures needed for an official White House response. Critics have said it's disgruntled voters upset that former GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney lost. And I think there's valid critique there. That probably is a portion of the secession whirlwind. I don't know what the, you know, proportion is, what percentage of people that would sign this secession petition are just simply sour grapes Mitt Romney voters versus people that actually want, you know, from a principled perspective, they would have wanted to leave, whether it was Mitt Romney that was voted in or Barack Obama that was voted in.
Yeah, one thing to keep in mind, too, we're talking about the numbers of people who've signed up, you know, for these petitions based on their arbitrary political boundaries. And, you know, the area of Texas has roughly 19 times the population of the Shire. So, obviously then the numbers of people who sign are going to be higher. Most likely.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, coming up, since we're talking about secession, the Lincoln movie is hitting theaters. Coincidental? I don't know. But the folks over at the Silver Circle movie have some thoughts about this Lincoln film, because somebody called earlier last week to ask us, you know, had we seen this yet? And I didn't want to pay money to go and see this. So somebody did see it. They had some thoughts. We'll share that. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes.
In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity.
A science
to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 20, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1731.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1774.39, $887.20 for a half ounce, or $443.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1774.39, $887.20, and $443.60.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. This is SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Got lots of great features on our website, and you can interact with them for free. Mobile sites available for those of you with a smartphone. If you'd like to get quick access to our live streams, just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Now, SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. That way, you can collect your money and keep your customers down the line as well. SACL CAI, you can see their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Ron Paul, his thoughts on secession as reported by Politico, just because people are talking about this. You know, the mainstream media picked up on this. Johnny Ray, you said you hadn't seen any of the mainstream coverage of this. They picked up on it because it was hot last week. And I don't know how hot it is this week in comparison to last week, but last week there was a huge spike on Google Trends for the terms secede and secession. And I mean spelled correctly, not the, you know, succeed as people might misspell it, but spelled S-E-C-E-D-E. They were getting it right. So people that were searching for it were spelling it correctly, and there was quite a bit of search traffic for that term. And so the mainstream media, you know, they pick up on those sorts of trends, and they actually been reporting on it. The folks over at Politico have taken some excerpts of what Ron Paul wrote on his website about secession. He wrote that secession must still be an option to be used as leverage to make sure the government doesn't encroach on Americans' liberties. He said, quote, "In fact, the recent election only further entrenched the status quo. If the possibility of secession is completely off the table, there's nothing to stop the federal government from continuing to encroach on our liberties and no recourse for those who are sick and tired of it." He asked, at what point should the people dissolve the political bands which have connected them with an increasingly tyrannical and oppressive federal government? And that's a valid question. At what point, you know, is this something that people will finally find acceptable? Or do folks feel like they have to, you know, stick with the sinking ship? Is there some sort of honor in just kind of sticking with this horrible federal government as it continues to destroy innocent people's lives, not just in this country, but around the world?
People grow up in the U.S. That's all they know. And they're afraid of
the unknown.
The unknown.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks here will look to other organized gangs called governments abroad and say, oh, they peddle propaganda and they censor media, without realizing that the same thing happens here to a great extent. So, like Johnny Ray said, the indoctrination through gun-run schools, through public education, and the mainstream media here, you know, has really entrenched in a lot of people's minds this belief in the nation state of the U.S. But at the same time, we are, like you said, we are seeing this trend the past couple weeks, and for me, it's just inevitable. You know, like, and why stop again at this state level or nation state level? You know, if people recognize that a federal government can't do a good job providing goods and services, then how could a smaller entity of that, or, you know, or like, why not go all the way down to the individual and allow people to just have free choices for all goods and services?
Yeah, I totally agree.
When I grew up, I remember in school getting a steady, constant stream of info about how my school had won this award or that award, or how superlative any organization I was in, especially schools. And I remember realizing one day that was just words. That wasn't really a reflection of any kind of, I would have had to believe that I was in the greatest school in the country. And
they want you to believe that.
Yeah. We're all blue ribbon schools, right?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And I just I realized one
day. Pep rallies. Did you ever have pep rallies?
I sure did.
Yeah, what a waste of resources.
I had those in elementary school, and they didn't have them in the gifted school that I went to after elementary school. But, man, I hated that. I hated going to pep rallies. And I just, you know, even as a young elementary schooler, I realized how ridiculous it was.
I don't think that I went and had, I'm sure we must have had something like that, though I can't think now what it would have been. But
they would give out awards.
Pep rallies at junior high and high school, and I got out of class, so I was cool with that.
I guess there was that side of it, but they would give out awards like the Citizenship Award and like the Superstar Award, and it was really, I don't know. I probably can't remember it in great detail because it was many, many years ago, but I know that it left a real bad taste in my mouth.
Those are the kinds of awards that I would win, a good citizenship award. Mm-hmm. I won a good citizenship award in 1986 at Jones Camp in Asheville.
Really?
Yeah. And when I was in boot camp, I was the most improved recruit, which is you don't want that.
Well,
I got it.
It's good, man. It shows you're moving in the right direction, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah, but by their standards.
Right. That's true. Yeah, what metrics are we measuring?
Now he's more obedient. You know, he could have come in, true. You know, punk, and then...
He went AWOL. That would be better, right?
855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on this. You know, I was reading some of the comments on some of these secession articles, just to kind of see what people are saying about it. And, of course, commenters are not necessarily a representation of people. In a lot of cases, they're trolls and troublemakers. But it was interesting, you know, the people that were opposing the idea of secession, some of their perspectives were kind of like, well, if you don't win the round, you can't just take the ball and go home, or you can't just give up on the game, as though this is a game, as though that there's some sort of obligation to continue playing it. And that, you know, I get where they're coming from. They feel that, you know, they're part of this agreement where if they win, because presumably they have won, their side or their team has won, so they feel like, well, now it's our turn to oppress this other group. And, you know, you guys just can't walk away from this. You have to get oppressed now. You've been playing the game for so many decades, and now we've got control, and we're going to oppress you. And how dare you walk away? Don't you want to run some more candidates so you could possibly win and oppress us in return? I mean, that's kind of the cycle of political violence that just continues on and on, where, you know, one side versus the other, they both come up with new rules and regulations to lay down on the other side. Of course, we all know that ultimately everybody ends up being oppressed. Everyone ends up being less free, regardless of what their political colorings are.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head, Ian, with the obligation. I mean, that essentially then implies that we as individuals have a duty to provide wealth that we create or some obedience in whatever form to these people who claim authority over us. And if we step back and look at history and we think wherever a person happens to be born, whatever piece of dirt on this globe or whatever color skin or gender or whatever, any factor, nobody by birth has an obligation to somebody else, you know. And
but
so,
Pete, it's your fair share.
No, I don't agree with that. So this is and this is it. This is where the argument boils down to. If people think that if people want to support whatever status structure currently exists, let them do that. But I don't. But they have no right to obligate us to do that. You know, we have the right to ignore the state.
You just don't want to take care of people in society, Pete. You're just selfish.
I think the best way to organize society is from the bottom up, not through the top down through force.
Indeed. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Abraham Lincoln, there's a movie about him, but is it about the real Lincoln or about the fictional Lincoln that we were all taught about in government school? 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
a natural disaster strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there, including the bulletin board system, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's our message board, and like the rest of our website, it is completely free. So enjoy it over at freetalklive.com. Now, on Free Talk Live, we, and I can say that I think safely for at least Johnny Ray and myself. Pete, I don't know about you. I guess we'll find out here. We are fans of the Bitcoin.
Sure.
Pete, how do you feel about Bitcoin?
I'm a fan.
It's a pretty cool development. It's something that actually allows you to have total control over your money. You don't have any gatekeepers anymore when it comes to Bitcoin. There's nobody you have to ask permission to get involved with Bitcoin. You just go and download the Bitcoin client, install it on your favorite operating system, and get started. Alternately, you don't even need to get the Bitcoin client to get involved in Bitcoin. You can go to blockchain.info, get an online Bitcoin wallet that happens to be encrypted. So blockchain, the website, never actually has access to your money. In fact, they can't know how much money you're sending or receiving. And if you have a blockchain wallet, you can send your bitcoins via email to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. You get all those features for free. Simply by going to blockchain.info. And if you want to learn more about Bitcoins and how they really take power out of the hands of the state and the, you know, big banks, the international banks, the central banks, take the power out of their hands and put it into your hands, put you in control of your finances, you should go to weusecoins.org. That's a great little website where they give you an intro video and some details on what Bitcoin is all about. That's weusecoins.org. And we'll tell you later on tonight how you can actually get your first Bitcoins, as Johnny Ray has been doing with his paychecks.
That's right. Yeah, you know, every so often these days I get a little depressed because I broke up with my girlfriend a couple of months ago. But then I remember, I realize I'm steadily buying Bitcoins.
I don't know if I detected a little bit of evil in that laugh, Johnny Ray.
It was just maniacal.
It was
mania,
a little bit.
Mania is not necessarily evil.
I get where you come from. You can just be crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Crazy doesn't necessarily attribute to evil.
To evil. No, I got a fever for the Bitcoins.
You got Bitcoin fever?
Yes, I sure do.
It is, you know, it is catchy, for sure. So, anyway, weusecoins.org. You can go there, learn more about it. Let's go to Clyde. He's in Winston-Salem, where you just came from, Pete Air.
That's right.
And Clyde, congratulations on being probably the newest property owner in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You just purchased yourself a home, so congratulations.
Yeah, it's great. Did the closing remotely here in North Carolina, and mm-hmm. he was up there, and he got the keys today. So we'll be busy moving in that house and getting everything set up. Pete will be working hard the next few weeks.
That's exciting. Now, I know that a demo from also from copblock.org, as Pete is as well, but a demo is he down there with you right now?
He is. He's sitting here at the table with me.
I heard you guys had a little bit of an adventure when you went to go pay some sort of a bill from the state today.
Right, it's an extortion note, ransom note. I got this inspiration from you, Ian. I believe a couple of years ago you went and paid a property tax bill there in Cheshire County with $1 bills. Is that not correct?
I did, yeah. And it was around 3,000 $1 bills, so big stacks.
Right. So I had down here in North Carolina, we have to pay annual property tax on our vehicles, on our cars. I don't think we have to do that in New Hampshire.
I think that there is some sort of a vehicle tax in New Hampshire, but I wouldn't know because I don't own any car in New Hampshire.
Right. So I have to pay this annual lease in order just to keep my car mm-hmm. and operate it. That doesn't mean the inspection, that's extra, fuel taxes, all that's extra. This is just the ability to have a car. And so my bill was $117.22, and I thought, well, I'm going to pay that in pennies. Went to the bank, got some money in pennies, and they were rolled up in coin holders, which Adamo and I in the car cut out of those and made them loose in a box. And that took quite a bit of time. And we carried them in and went in. And at first they said, no, you have to put those in rolls, put your name and phone number on them in case any of them are short. I was like, well, show me where I have to do this. I don't think so. And after about 5 or 10 minutes, they went back and forth with the supervisor. They decided they had to take them. And eventually about 15 bureaucrats were there counting pennies.
Nice job, by the way. Before you go on, Clyde, with your story, nice job on holding your ground on that, because most people, if they had it in their mind to do something like this, which of course most people wouldn't do in the first place, but if most people did have it in their mind to do this sort of a penny protest payment, they would have just backed down probably at the first, oh, we can't take those. You have to do this and this and this. They would have likely backed down, but good for you for standing your ground and asking them to prove it.
Right. I mean, it didn't sound reasonable that they would not take pennies, but they might take quarters. That's a rationale I just don't understand. So eventually there were 15 bureaucrats. We walked in the office at 10 till 5, mind you. And so they had 15 of them, all counting pennies, and it took them about 40 minutes. We left at 5:30.
Now, y'all were recording video of this, I take it.
We have video. I'm going to get this downloaded tonight and cut it up and hopefully have it on tonight or tomorrow.
Cool. Now, I would hopefully somebody will post that to where we can see it, maybe over at Free Keen or something like that, because I know Adamo is one of the bloggers at Free Keen. It would be interesting to see that. Did they give you any guff over having a video camera in their bureaucracy?
They did at first. They said, oh, you can't videotape me. And I was like, well, actually we can, because public space, public building, public official, no expectation of privacy. Mm. And Adamo pointed out that they had cameras pointed on us, and it ended there. They didn't protest after that.
Excellent work.
Yep, another example of where bureaucrats will just say whatever they want to you. They'll give you some arbitrary command, or they'll tell you that you can't do something that you're intending to do, just to see if you'll do what they say. They don't have anything necessarily in their own rules to back them up. Not that you are necessarily obligated to their rules, but they do have their rules, and they supposedly are supposed to follow them. But, you know, yet another example of where they told you one thing, and then it turned out the opposite was true when you just stand your ground.
Right. I mean, I just hope that some people, other people will see this and maybe do the same thing, because it's low risk, it makes a statement. I had flyers, so I wore a T-shirt that I made up that says, on one side, taxation is theft, on the other side, taxation is slavery. I have handouts that I print up with the same thing, with information about taxation, and I hand those out to the people who come also to pay their ransom notes. And so, you know, it's all pretty organized, but it doesn't take too much effort and low risk.
Yeah, if you think about this in parallel to if you get threatened with a, say somebody said your nonviolent actions are illicit, instead of just rolling over and paying the ransom right away or taking a deal, if you fight it, you know, if you don't take the plea, things like that, if even a fraction of people start doing that, it's going to just bog the system down. And even if just a handful of people today, if even a couple other people today would have gone into that tax office and paid their ransom notes with the same means you did, it would definitely bog down the system.
Yeah, what it makes
stopped it.
Go ahead, Clyde.
Well, what I was also while I was there, I said, okay, so I've got four or five more of these ransom notes, and one of them's like $4,500. I said, but the problem is logistically. I was talking to the bureaucrats. But logistically, I have a problem. I'm trying to work out how to get 2,700 pounds of pennies in here.
Yeah, that's the big problem. Like when I was doing the protest of paying in $1 bills, I considered the coin option, but yeah, you'd have to have a loading truck with a pallet jack, or a forklift, and then pallet jack somehow to get it up in the front door of the organization and then up to the office. It would be a ridiculous amount of effort and time and money that you'd be spending just to transport that many pennies, which is why ultimately I decided, well, I'm going to go with $1 bills. It's still going to bog them down. They're still going to have to count through 3,000 $1 bills. It's still going to take some time. It'll be frustrating. Give me the chance to what I did was during mine, I made a speech about why I didn't support what they were doing with the money. Clyde, if you got more from your story, you're welcome to hang on. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we will share with you there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. It is almost going to be Black Friday very, very soon, and that means Cyber Monday is just around the corner. There are a lot of deals to be had online, especially through Amazon. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com to get your online shopping experience started. When you shop through the links that you'll find there, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So you can get the stuff you're looking for you or for a loved one or a coworker or whoever it is you're shopping for. And you don't have to leave the comfort of your home or office chair. You can just get it done. Don't have to worry about the parking or the other hassles that go along with hitting the big box stores and hunting for deals and waiting in lines and all of that. Shop.freetalklive.com will let you get it done. However, there are some things you just can't get through Amazon, like CopBlock gear. Pete, what could someone who wanted to get themselves some swag from CopBlock.org do to hook themselves up?
You could visit CopBlock.org/store, and we have we just actually got a new design made by a Keene native named Dave Dixon, good friend of ours.
Nice.
We have hoodies, T-shirts, girl shirts now for the first time. What else do we have? We have literature packs, 200 pieces of literature for $10. You know, make it easier to do outreach, leave them around,
sweet,
share ideas, empower others. Stickers, all sorts of things. We're getting chapstick in soon. Just a lot of random things. It's cool to see everybody work together and collaborate to make these projects.
You still have the CopBlock Bic lighters?
Yeah, we do, but we ran into some issues with the USPS monopoly on mailing.
Really?
With not being fans of us sending those through the mail. So
that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't they get sent through the mail to get to you in the first place?
Yep, and we had to pay a $20 surcharge for flammable stuff.
Really?
And, yeah, it's pretty restricted. It's pretty ridiculous, honestly.
So but how would they know? I mean, if you're going to ship a package out,
yeah, you could
how do they know there's
there?
A lighter
that's
in there?
That's true. Yep, it's true. And perhaps it's been done then.
I see what you're saying.
Right.
So copblock.org/store.
That's correct.
Good place to go to get your friends or fellow activists some cool stuff. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number here tonight. We were just talking with Clyde. He hung up during the break. I think he was pretty much done telling his story. But he was talking to us about how he brought in, $150 worth of pennies.
Mm-hmm.
It's 15,000 pennies. Probably took up a fair amount of space, I would imagine.
Yeah, I went with him to pick them up from the bank. And they, you know, he had to let them know ahead of time a couple days. But they mm-hmm. just had four boxes that were each...
What size boxes are we talking about?
They were essentially, you know, like if you ever collected baseball cards and they were like the sort of rectangular long boxes. There were, we got, I guess, four or five of those. And then
interesting.
As he explained him in a demo, took them all out of the rolls and went in there with them and occupied the time in there.
So that video is going to be up. I'm not sure where, but when we find out if it's up tonight or tomorrow, if it's tomorrow, Pete, get me the links. We'll put it up on Twitter and Facebook later on for our listeners to check out. And maybe you've got a story that you want to share. Perhaps you've involved yourself in a similar kind of protest payment where, you know, as you were saying, Pete, you bogged down the system from the get-go. If they decide to come at you with, you know, something like as simple as a parking ticket, you challenge it. Take it to court. Make it so that they have to spend as much of their resources as possible to come after you. In fact, Pete, you and I were just up in Concord yesterday with Daryl Perry from FPP.cc, who was challenging a parking ticket, $10 parking ticket. Now, it seems counterintuitive because, you know, the average person wants to minimize the amount of time they're dealing with the state. They want to minimize the interactions they have, and you can't blame anybody for that. You know, you get the ticket from the state aggressors. You look at the ticket. You know, it's $10 or $30 for a parking ticket. In Concord, it's $10, but I know in like big cities, it's, you know, $30. And you look at that, and you look at your time and what your time is worth, and what, you know, whatever amount of time you'd have to take off of work would cost you. And for most folks, they just go ahead and cut the check, and you can't blame them for it because that's the easy way out.
It is easy. I mean, if you get a ticket, a parking ticket, oftentimes on the ticket is essentially built into the envelope, and you just put the money in and fold over the flap and send it in, and there's no way to know how to say, actually, I don't want to pay this. And this happened to me in Manchester, New Hampshire last year with the RV, and I said, well, I don't want to pay this. I didn't do anything wrong, and every car parks a little bit on the curb to stay out of the street, and that's exactly what I did. And I was like, so I just want to go to trial about it. And they're like, well, you first have to pay it and then appeal it. And I was like, well, I'm not going to give you any money. I'm not going to fund your organization, so it's still outstanding. And
really?
Whatever, you know, right?
Well, you don't have Marv anymore, but right. And presumably they could have booted your car or something like that.
Yeah, I asked them what the ramifications could be, and they said, you know, if I were to register a vehicle up there, then it could be difficult. But I know some of these more local organized gangs have agreements with each other to try to say, hey, if anybody in your area doesn't give you the money you claim, then we won't let them register here. So we'll see if that has any impact, but, you know, we'll see.
It's tricky in a lot of places. You know, some states and some localities have that, you know, that rule. Well, oh, well, you've got to pay in full first, and then you can go to court. And then if you lose in court, then they'll charge you court costs,
right,
you know, to the tune of hundreds of dollars. So that's why it's very difficult in a lot of places like California and elsewhere to do these sorts of things. And I was surprised to hear that that was going on in Manchester, because I know that doesn't happen in Keene. You know, get a parking ticket in Keene, then you challenge it, you get a court date. And then after everything's all said and done, if they find you guilty, they're going to demand that you pay them something. But even at that point, you can still not pay and go to jail and sit off the time in jail, and or, you know, possibly do community service, or as I've done in the past, actually cut a check to a local charity. And, you know, I've explained to the court, hey, look, you know, I'm not going to, I have a problem with giving the system more money. And so, you know, if the court is really here to help the community as it purports to be, then the court should accept my proposal to give the fine amount to a local charity, because that would actually do something to help the community as opposed to giving the money to the court, which just perpetuates more violence against that very community.
Now, you've been able to do that a time or two, right?
A couple times.
But normally they say no.
They will always say no. In my experience, they'll always say no in person. And there's been something they've been saying recently, and when I say in person, I mean when I'm in court and the guilty verdict comes in, then I make a motion to pay it to, you know, a charity. That's when it's denied. But the very same judge has taken a written motion afterwards. So I leave the court, write up a motion where I offer the exact same thing in paper form, and then submit that to the court, and then an approval comes back.
Uh-huh.
So it's like something about not wanting to be seen speaking that's okay, but it's still, you know, if you looked at the case file, you could still see it there. It's just, I guess, not as public when he responds, when the judge will respond to a written motion. That's my only guess at why they're doing it that way. But there's something new. They're making a new claim now, and I haven't had a court case finish up to where I've been able to test it recently, because it was probably a couple of years since I've done this last. So now they're claiming there's some sort of note from the Attorney General's office, which is claiming that it's illegal for them to accept this sort of alternative payment to a charity. I've heard them make that claim in open court, but again, I don't know how they will respond if that same person would be to put in that written motion version.
I wanted to go back to Clyde's story a bit. What it made me think of was the importance of taking the first step. If you are concerned about human freedom or your own freedom, a lot of times you'll try something and it doesn't quite work out for you, and then you learn from that, and the next time you're prepared. If you never take the first step because you're worried about what might happen, then you'll never learn and you'll never advance human freedom.
Absolutely.
Right, definitely. And to tie this to Daryl's situation from yesterday, I mean, like you said, it was $10, not a ton of money in the scope of things, but you know, one thing that also has to be factored in is where is it going to leave us, you know, us or the future generations, if we just always roll over and comply with these claims. And, you know, if a fraction of people start standing up and saying, hey, I didn't hurt anybody, this is a public space, you know, you're not going to get my money like that, then it probably wouldn't happen as frequently.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that I was able to inspire Clyde to do what he had done today, because that's another reason why standing up is so valuable. It's valuable for you personally, from a personally empowering kind of perspective of, oh, well, it's, you know, it feels good to not just roll over and be, you know, the bitch for the state. So it's personally empowering, but also other people notice. And if somebody else is in the courtroom, for instance, during the hearing recently, where it's over at freekeen.com on our YouTube channel. It's like a 2-hour long hearing about the trespass order that you and I have been given, Pete. During that order, there was one guy, because normally they try to have these things where no one else is around, but there was another guy who we didn't know who'd come into the court for some other reason. Just this bearded guy was in there listening in, and Michelle Seven was there talking to him, and he was really interested in what was going on, like amazed at what he was seeing, and asked, you know, how else can he get involved, and that sort of thing.
Excellent.
People are watching, and of course, if you put things on YouTube, then even more people are able to watch it. And they're being inspired by the activism that you are hopefully doing if you're promoting it correctly. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts coming up.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.